Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tine.
And I'm Bonnie North. It has not been a particularly consistent spring for growing things. Just when the weather starts to warm up, we're thrown back into a cold snap or a couple of days of rain.
But the meteorologists among us promise that we'll have sunshine and warm temperatures for a couple of days, which leads to a perfect chance to finally get some plants into the ground, which also means that this is a great time for a visit from our gardening contributor, Melinda Myers, who has a really innovative suggestion for growing food this spring. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, always great to be here and talk gardening.
We are going to talk about a specific kind of gardening that I had not heard of, at least in these terms, until just recently. What is lasagna gardening?
You know, I think the first thing people think of when I mention lasagna gardening is, oh, you're going to grow a garden with all the herbs you use to make lasagna.
This must be Italian.
Exactly. And in fact, when we shot the Melinda's Garden Moment video on lasagna gardening, the crew all thought I was going to plant all the herbs. And I'm not sure they were disappointed, but we ended up planting many of the herbs. But it's really a type of soil preparation started by a friend of mine, Pat Lons, out on the Northeast. And when she started gardening her property, it was rocky, needed a lot of improvement. And she was, and she says this, so I'm okay to share her age, was in her mid-50s at the time and said, I'm not going to get out the tiller and dig. I just don't have the strength or time to wait. And so she developed this system. And if you've composted, it's very similar to sheet composting. So the idea is, let's say you have an area you want to convert into a garden. And I took a 4 by 8 foot area in my garden area. I have sand and rock now and a young garden that needs some work. The first layer is newspaper cardboard, and that just suppresses any weeds that might sprout through.
And this is the cheapest way in the world you can weed. You
exactly.
Just
put that down. Recycle. It's all sustainable, right? And then the next 8 inches is a mix of shredded leaves, grass clippings that haven't been treated with a weed killer. You could even do corn stalks, peat moss, anything that's organic plant waste. You know, nothing food, no dairy, no meat. Then you put a layer of compost or topsoil over top, sprinkle in some fertilizer. Of course, I'd use Milorganite. Then another 8 inches of organic matter and some compost fertilizer. And you do this till your bed is about 18 to 24 inches high. Now, I made mine 4 by 8 because it's easy to maneuver around. You're not going to want to walk on that, you know, because it's compost. But the cool thing is you can plant right away. So for me, this was a perfect method because I don't mind putting a lot of work in up front. But if I have to do a little bit of something every day for 3 weeks, I lose interest quickly. I can weed, I can plant, but that whole soil prep.
So you can plant right away even before the stuff has broken down.
Exactly. So I built one bed and we let it sit. We covered it with plastic to speed up. So it was basically a compost pile. And we planted that. I planted that the next season. But I planted the garden that first year. So let's say you're going to plant transplants. Just kind of pull apart the green debris, pop in your transplant. If you're going to grow seeds, kind of create a furrow, fill it with compost, and then put your seeds in there and then cover that and water them in.
But you can do this like any other garden. You can actually put in seedlings.
Oh, you bet. So you can plant seeds. You can plant transplants. You just treat it just like you would another garden. A lot easier digging, let me tell you. Just pull it apart and plant. I did throw an, you know, you might, if your leaves, depends on the type of material, you might want to throw a light covering of compost or topsoil over top. You know, finding a good quality mix like a Sumix or something that, so you're not bringing in weeds. But that might hold the materials in place if you have problems with things blowing away. It really knits in pretty quickly. And so I had peppers that were huge that first year. They were, you know, probably a good 4 inches in diameter, sweet peppers. Hard, no weeds to speak of because it's all composting, but the heat isn't excessive, and so your plants grow great. And then that bed is ready to go the next year, too.
And you say it's 18 to 24 inches high when you create it. Does it compact over time?
Good question. Just like your compost bin, it will settle down. So usually what's happening, though, is ground beetles, earthworms are taking that organic matter into the soil below. So it's increasing the depth of your garden underground as well. So it's improving the soil. One gardener gave me a great idea. She does lasagna gardening, and she has a small yard. So she'll make her pathways 4 feet wide. And what she'll do is create lasagna gardens on either side of the path. And then the next year, she makes her lasagna garden on the pathway, and then her beds become her path. So she's constantly amending the soil and rotating her crops. Because, you know, with a small space garden, your tomatoes go from one end of the plot to the other, and that's about the best you can do. But this way, she could move her garden at least 4 feet over every year.
Well, let me ask you, as you're using compost on this and making new compost, the smell isn't bad?
No, not at all, because you've got a lot of the – and I – you know, it's – well, it's very well aerated. So where we get the smell in compost is when things are too wet. And so I think the fact that we've layered it and we're using a mix of materials, you know, a little bit of green, which could be manures or could be grass clippings, a little bit of browns, which could be corn cobs and shredded leaves. Evergreen needles will work, but they're there for a year or two because my bed, I still have some really intact evergreen needles. But that's okay. It helps with the aeration. If you have a smelly garden, it means it's too wet. And so you've either packed things in too tight or we've had a really rainy period. And you could easily just punch in or aerate, you know, just use, there are compost aerators, but you could just use a trowel and kind of twist and turn an aerator, an auger bit on a drill, and just kind of fluff things up if the smell happens. But I never, in the 3 years I've been doing this, had any problem with smell.
And I gather, it, you know, if you can do it in the fall, you get kind of a head start on it for spring. But speaking in the middle of spring, you can also do it now.
Good point. And one of the nice things about doing it in fall is we have a lot of debris. Those fall leaves are coming down. So if you didn't save the leaves, you know, I'm sure somebody has raking. My daughter just dropped off a bunch of bags for me. She was raking them up because where do those leaves come? You know, they end up in your yard. Who knows where they're coming from? So, but in the fall is a great time because you have lots of yard material to do. You can use twigs and branches, but they break down so slowly. So put those towards the bottom or save those for the bottom of your compost or make them into a wattle fence to go around your raised bed.
Well, Melinda Myers, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Melinda Myers is our gardening contributor and is the author of numerous books on gardening. She's the host of Melinda's Garden Moments on television and also a series of gardening courses on DVD. She's scheduled to appear at a number of events in the area in the coming days. You'll find a full list at wuwm.com.